Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw has a chance to make some history on Sunday against the Giants by doing what he does best, striking people out.
No balls and two strikes to Posey. He's done. Kershaw has an easy first inning. And Hundley is done. Second strikeout of the game for Kershaw. To second base. Utley, Seager, Bellinger. 1-2-3 for Kershaw. No runs and a hit. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Kershaw on 3-2. Strikes him out. Strikeout number three.
Swing and a fly ball. Hit pretty well to center field. Going back, Hernandez hit very well, and it is gone. Yasmani Grandal with a home run has knocked in all three runs for the Dodgers today. A sacrifice fly in the second. He liked it so much he knocks in two with his 21st home run of the season here in the fourth. It's 3-0 Dodgers.
Ian Kershaw, you got to figure a 1-2 in no particular order. That's strikeout number five for Kershaw. Now 199. Kershaw. Strike three, strikeout number seven, and for Kershaw, his 200th of the season.
Kershaw reaches that mark for the seventh time in his career. The Dodgers win 3-1. Clayton Kershaw becomes the first Dodger ever with seven 200 strikeout seasons. He takes the National League lead with his 18th win of the year and leads the majors with a 2.21 ERA. Yasmani Grandal backs up his superstar battery mate in a big way on Sunday. The catcher goes 1-for-3 with the home run, a sac fly, and a walk. He drives in all three Dodger runs.
I've done a pretty bad job this year. We're runners in scoring position, and obviously it's one of the things that I've been trying to work on the most. A lot of times, there's nothing you can do. I mean, it's balls just don't fall in. I was just happy to get the first sac fly, and then all of a sudden Chase hits on base, and he gives me a good pitch to hit, and I didn't think I hit a home run. I thought it was definitely a double or something, but the ball ended up going over the fence, so I guess it was my lucky day.
You say you're making a conscious effort to get a little bit better with runners in scoring position. How do you do it other than just trying to do it when you're playing the game itself? It's hard to transition that practice into actual game situations.
Yeah, not getting too aggressive, just making sure that I stay with my plan and know what I want to do with whichever pitcher is on the mound. And I was able to do that today. He actually made a really good pitch, and I was able to get it up in the air. I don't want to hit it on the ground because obviously I'm slow and a lot of things that happen there, but the fact that I got it in the air and he was able to score was huge.
You're not paid to run fast. You're paid to hit the ball and also to call a great game, in which you did today. A 3-1 victory today. It's your 99th win of the season. Let's talk about Kersh. Seven punchouts today. You guys had four double plays behind him, though. Why was he able to keep the ball down, and why were you guys able to turn those double plays?
Yeah, it was perfect. I think we didn't let him get on a roll, and that was the biggest part about the game today, the fact that we didn't go for the swing and miss. We just went for the contact pitch and making sure that we made our pitch, and he did it, and we were able to get a lot of double plays. And, double plays is the umpires and the pitcher's best friend.
Brandon Morrow picks up a save today in the 3-1 win. He's been so tremendous coming out of your bullpen so far this season. Just what has made him so effective, and what do you like about catching him?
Well, has a really good fastball that ranges all the way from 95 to 100. Really good slider, really good and a really good cutter, and he's able to locate it. So when you're locating pitches at the rate that he is and throwing them as hard as he is, he's pretty tough to hit. So the fact that he's been able to do that this whole year has been a huge help.
How much movement is on that fastball when you're behind the plate?
A lot of them take off, and they're pretty by a big margin. But when he's able to locate it and get on top of it, it's unhittable.
So the Dodgers pick up their 99th victory of the season as Clayton Kershaw improves to 22-9 lifetime against San Francisco. Here's the Dodgers skipper, Dave Roberts.
He was very good today, and six punch, no walks, got the ground to the double play when he needed. The defense played well behind him. So Team that's seen a lot of him, but to go out there, had good tempo and rhythm with Yasmani and the big hit by Yazzie. So there was a lot of good things today.
A guy that's known to punch others out, and actually has 7 seasons with 200 strikeouts, but also a guy, a swing and miss guy, seemed to be keeping the ball down a lot more, went to his off-speed stuff early. Why that change in game plan?
Well, I think with Clayton, it's that cat and mouse with these guys. They've got so much familiarity, and so we know he can go inside on a right-hander and to open up the other side of the plate, keep the ball down, get the grounder. Curveball was good today when he threw it. Slider still kind of in and out today. It wasn't his best outing as far as the slider with the depth that he typically has. But, you know, with him, he's still very good when all three pitches aren't right. But mixed in a changeup today, threw that a few times today. So he kept those guys off balance.
As Money admitted, he's not been the best with runners in scoring position this year, said that he wanted to improve upon that. What have you noticed with his at-bats, particularly today, capitalizing on that situation?
I think that he's a good hitter when the ball, like many are, all are, when the ball's in the strike zone, and he's a low ball hitter typically, and it was a low strike, fastball first pitch, and he got the head to it and put a good swing on it. So I think that with him, sometimes there's so much try and care that you want to do too much, and you start expanding the strike zone, but today he stayed within the zone.
Why not the complete game for Kirsch? Why Brendan
in the ninth? I just felt that where he was at, not necessarily pitch count, it's just kind of, I think, to what end, what really gain do we have sending him back out there for the ninth. I thought it was a very positive outing, and Kenley down, and so to have Brendan pitch tonight, I thought it made sense.
Speaking of the positive outing, you've talked about building the momentum and playing well going into the playoffs. A game like this, where, as you said, the defense was good, the plays were there, no walks for Kershaw. Is this that kind of game you're talking about where you kind of, with Kershaw, you kind of reset and say, this is what we're all about?
Yeah, and I think that's fair. But with the group that we have, the guys that we have, taking them out each day, it should be a continual reset in the sense of the quality of baseball we play. But a lot of times, yeah, it does happen with the intensity of when Clayton takes them out, and we certainly fed off that and played a pretty clean game today.
Are you still monitoring anything with Clayton with respect to his back?
No, I think that the training staff, the strength staff is very aware of, you know, obviously his back and really take care of him accordingly, as well as Clayton is. But in the game, I don't really concern myself with his back unless I hear otherwise.
Dave, how important, given how well you guys have played at home, is it for you guys to stay ahead of Cleveland and Houston overall?
It's important. It's important, but again, it just goes to playing good baseball. And, you know, if we do that, I believe that we'll keep home field advantage, and right now with where we're at, we're trying to finish strong and win as many games as we can.
Dave, is that moment when Crawford's bat flew into Kershaw, was it scary?
No, I mean, I was happy to see that, you know, he showed some athleticism getting over the bat, but it was a surprise. You know, Gorky's wasn't ready for the changeup, was out in front, so obviously there was no intent, and it was good to see Clayton go out there and oblige and go get the bat for him. That was nice.
Athleticism,
would you go with that? Yeah, that was like a kung fu kind of Karate Kid thing.
The Dodgers will begin their final regular season home series on Monday night when the Padres come to town. Yu Darvish gets the start in the opener.